Welcome to SCOTUS Cast, First Amendment Retaliation Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On June 19th, 2014, the Supreme Court issued its opinion in Lane v. Franks. The question in this case is twofold. First, whether the government is categorically free under the First Amendment to retaliate against a public employee for truthful sworn testimony that was compelled by subpoena and was not a part of the employee's ordinary job responsibilities. And second, whether qualified immunity precludes a claim for damages in such an action. Justice Sotomayor delivered the opinion for a unanimous court, which held that Lane's truthful sworn testimony at a state representative's criminal trials was speech as a citizen on a matter of public concern and therefore protected. Even though the testimony was protected, however, Lane's claim against his superior Franks in Franks' individual capacity must be dismissed on grounds of qualified immunity. The claims against Franks in his official capacity were remanded for further proceedings. Justice Thomas filed a concurring opinion, joined by Justices Scalia and Alito. The opinion of the 11th Circuit was affirmed in part and reversed in part. To discuss the case, we have Josh Blackman, who is an assistant professor of law at South Texas College of Law. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Professor Blackman.
Hello, this is Josh Blackman. I'm a professor at the South Texas College of Law in Houston. And today we're here to discuss the case of Lane v. Franks, which was decided recently. So this case involved a fact pattern where a member or an employee at a community college discovered there was some corruption going on. There was a member of the state house in Alabama who was working at this college but never showed up. It was a no-show job. And he confronted this lawmaker, said, you know, if you want to work here, you actually have to show up. And the lawmaker said, no, I want to continue my no-show job. So the employer made a report and he started telling people about it. At the time, his boss basically said, if you keep pushing this issue, something will happen. And the clear implication was he would be fired as a matter of retaliation for reporting it. There was an FBI investigation, and Mr. Lane was testified to come to court and talk about the corruption. And his testimony apparently was persuasive. This state official was actually convicted of a crime. So after that point, he was indeed fired and out of a job. So Mr. Lane brought a lawsuit challenging the termination based on retaliation for speech. Now, there's a number of Supreme Court precedents on point that say even though you are a state employee, you still retain some rights to speak freely, and the government can't punish you for that. But it wasn't clear if testifying in front of a jury sufficed to constitute protected speech. So this case was argued in March, and in a fairly wide-ranging decision, the court, by a vote of 9-0, which doesn't happen too often, I guess this year it does, ruled in favor of Lane. The majority opinion was written by Justice Sotomayor, and she basically said that the, quote, First Amendment protects a public employee who provided truthful sworn testimony compelled by subpoena outside the course of his ordinary job responsibilities. In other words, here the employee was subpoenaed. He was speaking on a matter of public concern, which was the corruption trial, and therefore, as a matter of law, the First Amendment protected him. And because the First Amendment protected that speech, the government cannot retaliate against him. The court went out of its way to rebuke and reverse the 11th Circuit, which they found had misconstrued a case in 2006 called Garcetti versus Ceballos. And that involved whether a supervisor could discipline a public employee for statements made as part of his official duty. And the court said this case is very different because he was testifying as a citizen on a matter of public concern. They made it clear that his speech was as a citizen. And they even rebuked the 11th Circuit for going far too broadly. There was a brief concurring opinion by Justice Thomas, which was joined by Justices Scalia and Alito. And they effectively said that this opinion is somewhat narrow and limited. And the reason why, although they didn't say much, the concurring opinion was only two paragraphs long, was that there are many circumstances where a public employee might need to be disciplined or punished for speaking out. And I'm not talking about testifying at a trial, but say, for example, you have an investigator who's testifying about some sort of forensic test on trial. and say he lies on the stand and he gives false testimony on the stand. I think we would want the government to be able to punish that employee for giving false testimony on the stand. But if this opinion is read very broadly, it would say, well, once you're speaking on a matter of public concern, the First Amendment protects you. So I think that's what the concurring opinion was going after. One other aspect, though, the opinion, though, had to do with qualified immunity. Generally, it's almost impossible to sue a government official unless they clearly violate clearly established law. And if someone, even if a government official messes up, but the law perhaps was unclear or murky, something called qualified immunity attaches, where basically you have to really show they messed up to get any money out of them. And what the court said also by a vote of 9-0 was that at the time this happened, the law wasn't clear. I mean, indeed, the Supreme Court just held this, you know, a week ago. So on those grounds, they held that the official who fired Mr. Lane was entitled to qualified immunity. So this is going to be something of a hollow victory, where Mr. Lane won't be able to sue the guy who fired him, even though his First Amendment rights were violated. Although going forward, this is now clearly established law, and it'll be difficult to terminate someone who testifies in front of a court. So this was another in the string of somewhat unanimous opinions by the court this year that were actually somewhat fairly narrow, and they didn't represent a bold departure from previous precedents. And that's the entire case. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. For more episodes of SCOTUSCast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.